Good morning. Sorry that I'm a couple minutes late. We are in Maseches Demai Perek Gimel. We're up to Mishnah Hey. Hanoisin lepundakis. Ma'aser eshu noisin la, eshu noitel mimena. Mishnah Chasid lehaklof. Talking about somebody who's staying in an inn, and he gives to the innkeeper. In other words, she's taking care of the food. She gives him, or he gives her his wheat or whatever it is to prepare, and he gets it back. He gets back, either he gets wheat or he gets flour. He gets back a loaf of bread. So halacha is ma'aser eshu noisin la. He has to give her, he has to take off ma'aser before he gives it to her. And when he gets it back, he has to take off ma'aser again. What's the reason for this? Because we suspect that she's going to switch it around. That she's going to give it to other people to eat, and she can give him something else. So number one, we don't want him to be machshel other people that, you know, either she'll eat it and she'll eat something that doesn't have ma'aser taken from it. Then he has a problem because what he got back doesn't have ma'aser taken off of it. Amar b'yosi, einanu achrayim l'ramayim. This is ridiculous. We don't have to take off ma'aser because we're assuming she's going to steal my stuff and then she's going to eat it and have to be worried that she's going to eat something that doesn't have ma'aser taken off. We're not responsible to take care of thieves. He can give her whatever he wants. He can give this pundakis his wheat or his flour, whatever he has. And he doesn't have to assume, or I should say, doesn't have to worry about the fact that someone else might take it for Ramos and eat it without Meister taking off. But when he gets it back, of course, he has to take off Meister, number one, because he didn't take off Meister to start with. And number two, even if he would have taken off Meister, we have to worry that maybe she didn't get back the same product she received. Next Mishnah Vav, talks about another case, a mother-in-law. What happens if someone's staying with his mother-in-law? He gives his mother-in-law something to bake for him. What's the halacha? Ma'aser eshu noisin la, eshu noitel mimena b'nei shechasuda l'haklof es hameskalkel. The person gives his mother-in-law some flour or some grain to turn into a loaf of bread. In such a case, he has to take off ma'aser before he gives it to her and take it again. Here, it's not because of the fact that she is less frum than him per se, but it's not that she's chashuda because of the iser, because she wants to impress her son-in-law. As the Mishnah continues, Amar Yehuda roitzi b'tekanas bita u'boish mechasanta. A mother is very concerned about her daughter. She's very embarrassed in front of her son-in-law, so she was to take the flour and she's to bake a loaf of bread, and then she got a phone call, and then she was talking for half an hour longer than the bread needed to bake. She takes it out, it's quite a toasted loaf of bread. She won't want to give her son-in-law such a loaf of bread. She's embarrassed. And besides for that, she doesn't want her daughter to say, "Ma, what'd you do?" So she's going to switch it if it gets ruined. So in this case, we are worried about our mother-in-law, so therefore take off ma'aser beforehand, because she'll probably eat the more inferior quality loaf of bread. And at the same time, she's going to switch it. She may not have taken off ma'aser from what she's giving you, so therefore, you have to take off ma'aser both times. Rabbi Yehuda ben Oisin agrees that this is only with regard to ma'aser. When it comes to shvius, even that sense of embarrassment that she has to return a loaf of bread, which is not of the highest quality, is still not going to be enough to make her return a loaf of bread which has shvius in it. Shvius is something which is accepted as something which is much more chamor than ma'aser, and therefore she would not switch it. We'll stop over here at the beginning of Perek. Dialogue. Have a great Shabbos.